Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 272. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going?
I'm so glad to see you guys.
That's right.
That's good. That's good. I knew he'd agree with me.
Back at it again, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Wednesday night.
It must be Wednesday night.
That's right.
Seemed longer than usual.
I thought that was the last time.
Even though it wasn't.
You've been moonlighting on us?
Well,
do another podcast.
I've been struggling with time lately. I keep thinking,
like, dimensionally.
Yeah. I keep thinking like for instance, today's Wednesday, but in my mind I keep thinking it's like Thursday. Mm. I've been doing this for like well over a week. Mm. Like last Thursday, me and another guy at work were both like, "It's Friday, isn't it? Feels like Friday." And it's like, "Nah, it's Thursday." It's like, "Dang.
I hate that."
I heard something about they're going to turn off the CERN collider thing again, which I don't, is it on? I don't know. And they're going to give it like a 5-year rest. And they said the last time they did that, like that's when the world went completely nuts. And I'm like, how could it get any worse? Don't ask that. Don't ask that. Right. I don't know how true that is.
Wow. Or
I don't know. I mean, we talked about CERN, but I have no idea how it operates and works. Mm-hmm. And we've got Winston in here with us. So he's been a good boy.
So if you hear some feet pitter, yeah,
dog tracks.
Yep.
He's hanging out with us. Nobody,
I tried to shut him out. I was like, you're like, nobody's here. I'm like,
nobody else is here.
Come on back in here, Winston.
He's like, nah, I'm not falling for that.
He's our podcast.
I had to go make a trip to the grocery store, so I got the dog.
And they're lake-bound tomorrow morning, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you? So they said, oh, why don't you come down? I'm like, no, we'll do that in July. I'm not making a trip down there. Nope.
Well, it is Wednesday. It is podcast night.
That's right.
And it's that time of the show.
Uh-oh.
Let's get right to it, I say.
I'm ready. This is going to be a good one. I feel it. They're all good ones.
He's
this
is going to
be a really good one.
I looked at it earlier. What side of a tree grows the most branches?
The upside? Oh, sorry. I'm not...
The outside.
Oh, the outside. Yeah. Oh,
yes.
You almost had it.
Yeah.
The outside.
That does make sense.
That's funny.
And that is the dad joke of the show, and you are welcome as always. So
that's good.
I was way overthinking it.
You almost had it, Sean.
I almost did. It was like the top part.
The sunny side.
Sunny side. Yeah. All right. Enough of that nonsense. Sean, first announcements.
I feel like that went fast. Yes, we come here every Wednesday, and we did do a double check that dimensionally it is Wednesday, for the guy time, the paranormal, the creepy, and the most important thing we can do is continue to create a mental health community. We want you to get help out there. So call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help. And I apologize if my voice is a little bedroomy. I've been in so many smokehouses. And I'm not, I got to quit smoking, but like secondhand is what I got to do. But this job's got like literally going to kill me.
I thought you were in like smokehouses, like smoking meat.
Mm-mm. No. No. Trying to help people and like.
Yeah, you'd be a lot healthier.
I can't really smell it.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, right.
I remember on Seinfeld when. I don't know if he's on the subway or he was in an office or something. I don't know, or somewhere. And the guy goes, "You don't mind if I smoke, do you?" And Seinfeld goes, "Oh no." He goes, "I secondhand smoke 2 packs a day."
Right.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
You're like, how did he die of lung cancer? Did he smoke? No, not firsthand. You like smoked everybody else's stuff, but
I don't know. We're all of the age, like You know, you go to Cracker Barrel and they'd have like a plexiglass wall.
Oh, yeah.
In
yeah.
between smoking and non-smoking.
What do you yeah. remember the difference like between the ceiling? The ceiling yeah. was white and then it was tan and brown and ugly looking mm-hmm. from all the smokes, you know, stains and everything. You could tell.
McDonald's, they had smoking
yeah.
area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh. It's crazy.
Years ago.
Like, yeah. I'm not going to name the establishment, but there is a place in Hendricks County. We went, this is a while back. We were doing, I don't know if it was for somebody's birthday or why we were doing it, but it was our departmental lunch. And walked right in, and we were like, nobody was like greeting us. You know, we mm-hmm. were kind of standing around, but we were like, wow, there's a ton of smoke in here, like instant. Yeah. Yeah, and then we're like,
poof, poof.
Do you want to try this or do you want to eat here? And we're like, no, let's go somewhere else.
Yeah, because you're going to just eat a bunch of
smoke. It was yeah. awful. Yeah. It was. I was like, is this 1982?
Yeah.
Like, it was bad. Yeah. Real bad.
I still remember. I mean, you could smoke like in hospitals and stuff too. I mean,
airplanes.
Yeah, airplanes.
Oh, yeah, airplanes, yeah.
And I remember when I first started in the medical field, they had smoke huts. And sometimes they were outside or smoke rooms. They were mm-hmm. inside. And it was still a thing.
That's on its way out. Like motels and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smoking or non-smoking room.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that.
And you could tell. Yeah. Like, you could walk yeah. by the rooms, you're like, oop.
I'll take a non-smoking. Ooh, we're fresh out of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we have plenty of smoking rooms.
Dang it.
Yeah. That is one thing I have never wanted to try.
Mm-hmm.
Never smoked a cigarette. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll go get some help. Special announcements. Man, we're getting close. 1 week away from, well... Yeah, this is from the Saturday.
Yeah.
Indiana Paranormal Expo. It is on Saturday, June 20th mm-hmm. at Greenwood Happy Haunts in Greenwood, Indiana from 9 to 5. We're going to be there as guest speakers. Sean starts it off as a guest speaker.
That's right.
There's going to be lots of vendors, food trucks, and as always, we like to mention the balloon guy.
Yes.
That's probably the main event. He's going to be the most popular.
I should be like sick or something. You know, like, sorry, the balloon guy couldn't show. What? No, not the balloon guy.
They'll close it down.
Yeah, I know. Like, forget this. Forget
not feeling it. Just well. Forget He's it. A little lightheaded.
He blew up all his balloons.
He's like, ugh. So come out to the expo and see us. And
that's right.
Everybody else. There's going to be a lot of other podcasters, I guess, and maybe some investigators. I don't mm-hmm. know. Lots of paranormal to be had.
Should be good. Should be yeah. fun.
Enough for everybody, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I like it.
Absolutely. So it'll be just, this will drop next week, so that'll be the last announcement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'll be at that time, the coming Saturday.
Yeah, 4 days later.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Thursday. Oh, no. 3 days later.
3 days later. Yeah.
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 June 20th. So, yeah, come out to the Indiana Paranormal Expo. And then while you're there, you can always check out Greenwood Happy Haunts, too. Not just, you know, I mean, there'll be outside vendors and
absolutely
all those people, but you can check out the store itself.
Their merch.
Oh, yeah.
Merchandise.
Oh, yeah. We are excited. So, with that said, Sean.
Yes.
What are we talking about for this episode?
Well, this is my pick, and it is Glasgow Necropolis. And if interested, please check out the show notes for the source links we used for this topic. And this was a Dave Domi recommendation. So,
he's okay.
like, you guys ever talk about Glasgow Necropolis? I'm like, no. Now, what I do know about this is where the church that has, and we'll probably talk about it a little bit more, has the gargoyle that's the alien. So their gargoyles, like, they were there for centuries and they were starting to crumble. And so they had to replace them. And so they put in, you know, regular looking gargoyles, but want somebody was like, got to put in like the little alien. So it's up there, like it's really high. So, but they say, you know, if you kind of like hone in on it or focus in on it or, you know, take a picture of it, you can definitely see. But we've talked about it before that when we talk about gargoyles, but it's a very unique one there. But yeah. So I have a little foundation.
All right.
The Glasgow Necropolis is a Victorian cemetery in Glasgow, Scotland. It is on a low but very prominent hill to the east of Glasgow Cathedral, St. Mungo's Cathedral, in an area bordered by the Townshead and Dennistown districts to the northeast of the modern city central. 50,000 individuals have been buried here. Typical for the period, only a small percentage are named on monuments, and not every grave has a stone. Approximately 3,500 monuments exist here. It's huge.
Wow.
I mean, that's the thing is you see Glasgow, and you're like, where's the other rest of the city? Because this looks like the city. You know, I've never been there before. I would love to go to Scotland, but it looks like an amazing city. Yeah, established 194 years ago.
Wow. Yeah, I've never heard of this place, so it is pretty cool. This says the Glasgow Necropolis is originally known as, make sure I'm reading this right, Fir, F-I-R, Fir Park, and is located on a piece of land which was purchased by the Merchant's House in 1650. At first, the church was responsible for burying the dead, but soon there was a growing need for an alternative. Glasgow's population was growing rapidly and fewer people attended church. This change required a change in law to allow burial for profit. And the location for the new cemetery was quickly found. So in 1831, a competition in the local newspaper was held to design the new cemetery. 16 plans were submitted. The first prize was won by David Bryce. His brother John Bryce was second place. The Glasgow Necropolis was the first garden cemetery in Scotland. In September of 1832, the first person was buried in the Jewish section of the cemetery. So a little,
that's cool.
Little history there.
It's 37 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of interments is 50,000.
It's crazy.
And the official name calling it the Necropolis apparently was designated on July 1st, 1987. It does sound like something that you just run at Halloween, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They say that there are like visual phenomenon in the older sections with reduced light. And then audio anomalies near the oldest monuments. So there's a little bit of something going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, there has to be. I mean, it's beautiful too. I mean, there's some of the... And the gravestones and the mausoleums and everything. It's pretty wild.
Obelisks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's, I saw, so, you know, they're talking about the history of it and they were taking like a drone, you know, footage of it and like tour. And it was just like, that is so cool. Like bird's eye view. It's so neat. And it's honestly breathtaking, really. I mean, mm-hmm. truly.
Yeah. This says a statue of John Knox overlooks the entire cemetery from the top of the hill. The statue was built in 1825, and several grave monuments are built around it. The main entrance is approached by a bridge, which was designed by David Hamilton. Now, this bridge is nicknamed the Bridge of Sighs because it was part of the funeral procession route. There are 180 species of plants and trees at Glasgow Necropolis, and it's very attractive to animals. Roe deer, rabbits, gray squirrels, bats, and wood mice are its living residents. But according to many, it's also the place where another creature resides. Ooh. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh. That's why we like to hear it now. Another creature.
I may have a clue to what the creature is.
Okay.
Legends of ghosts and vampires roam the 37 acres that make up the spooky cemetery.
Hmm.
Stories are commonly told by the locals about it.
Yeah. Vampires, you say?
Vampires. I mean, I imagine if you have a necropolis, there's got to be vampires.
Oh, yeah. That's a given. Yeah. Yeah, I did see that. They call it the Gorbals Vampire. Said on September, one September evening, if I can read, in 1954, police constable Alex DeProse was called to the Glasgow Necropolis. What he found shocked him. Over 200 young children wandered the cemetery grounds. They were all armed with stakes, knives, and some even brought dogs. After his first shock, DeProse decided it was time for the kids to leave, but they were with too many for him alone. It's kind of weird. The hunt lasted for hours because of this and only ended when it started to rain. Later, he found out the children were on a vampire hunt.
Oh.
According to the children, two boys had been brutally murdered by what they called the Gorbals Vampire, the vampire with the iron teeth.
Ooh.
That's
it's like, you know, we're different. Going on a bear hunt. Mm-hmm. We're going on, you know,
I guess like, we're going on a vampire, hunt. Yeah. So
said, it was 7 feet tall.
Ooh. That's tall.
It had a mouth full of razor sharp iron teeth.
Yeah, that's.
I wouldn't want to find out how they do that.
Yeah.
How do you know they're iron?
Yeah, I guess it started in the local newspaper, but it soon gained worldwide coverage. Some young vampire hunters were interviewed, like Tam Smith.
Whoa.
That kind of scared me. I was not expecting that.
He does not like the vampire dog.
Tam Smith, age 7. Listen. And Ronnie Sanderson, aged 8, both still recall that night well. Mm-hmm. To this day, they claim they have seen figures roaming the cemetery grounds that night. Smoke and flames caused by the nearby steelworks might have added a bit to the eerie atmosphere. Oh. Pam and Ronnie say it all started on the school's playground. The rumor of the two murdered boys spread like an oil stain, and when the children did not find any help with their parents, they decided to go after the vampire with the iron teeth themselves. So, you know what? You got to, hey, not getting any help.
That's right.
Do it yourself.
Take the bull by
the
horns.
Even if you're 7 and 8 years old.
Take the vampire by the iron teeth.
I don't think if I was 7 or 8, I'd be going on a vampire hunt.
No.
I don't know if I'd be on a vampire hunt at 55.
I do have to say, whoever listens to this episode and they're jogging along or walking along in the air, woof! They're going to be like, what the heck was that?
That startled me.
That's funny. Wow.
So, yeah, after all the vampire stuff started happening and kids wanting to go try to find it, horror comic books started to arrive in Scotland from the U.S., and they were banned from being sold to minors.
Oh.
They're scared of their over-imaginative minds.
Yeah.
Like, making it worse than what it really was.
That never happens. No. That never happens. No. And none of the stories we've ever told that's ever happened.
No, not at all.
I like, you guys are going to like this. The main entrance is approached by a bridge over what was... Then the, okay, I'm going to say this correctly, I'm sure. Mullen Dinner Burn. The bridge, which was designed by David Hamilton, was completed in 1836. It is also known as the Bridge of Sighs because it is part of the route of the funeral processions. The name, an allusion to the Bridge of Sighs in Venice. The ornate gate was erected in 1838, restricting access to the bridge. Three modern memorials lie between the gates and the bridge. A memorial to stillborn children, a memorial to the Korean War, and a memorial to Glaswegian, I guess that's how you say it, recipients of the Victoria Cross. Across the bridge, the original scheme was to enter the area via a tunnel, but this proved unviable. The ornate entrance of 1836 remains. The cemetery, as most early Victorian cemeteries, is laid out as an informal park, lacking the formal grid layouts of later cemeteries. This layout is further enhanced by the complex topography. The cemetery's paths meander uphill towards the summit, where many of the larger monuments stand clustered around the John Knox Monument. The Glasgow necropolis was described by James Stephen Curl as literally a city of the dead. Glasgow native Billy Connolly said, "Glasgow's a bit like Nashville, Tennessee. It doesn't care much for the living, but it really looks after their dead."
Hmm. Sounds like weird.
It is kind of weird. And Nashville is, I mean, there's something to be said for that.
Really? I never heard that. Like, I would have never thought Nashville.
Well, actually, when I think about that more.
I thought maybe they would say like New Orleans or something.
No, I was going to say New Orleans really. Nashville? And Savannah.
Yeah, Savannah, it's New Orleans, but, Nashville.
There's the ghost tour. Hours. Yeah, the ghost tour was, I guess it's probably, I may not have thought about it as much if I hadn't gone on the ghost tour, but there's a lot of like creepiness and history and things like that. So, but yeah, it's not, to me, it's not as outstanding as New Orleans and
right
and such, but.
Many people believe that ghosts roam the haunted Glasgow necropolis. Though their identities are unknown, some have been sighted incredibly frequently. One of the most reported apparitions to roam the cemetery is that of a woman in...
Why?
Never.
How did I know?
No way. Woman in white.
No way.
She is often seen gliding through the tombstones in the early hours of the morning. In the wee morning. In addition, many have claimed to witness statues adorning the tops of the graves move their facial features as though they were living beings.
Oh, wow.
Many more have heard the distinct sounds of whispering when no one is around and picked up on disembodied voices all throughout the sprawling graveyard.
Hmm. I like it.
So there are several people buried there of note. And when I go over them, there's a long list and I have no idea who basically any of them are. I'm sure they're very famous in Scotland or over in Europe, but I couldn't tell you one. There's a couple interesting ones here. The John Templeton and James Stuart Templeton, each of James Templeton and Company carpet makers. The latter grave was originally colored to look like a carpet. Charles S.P. Tennant and his brother Hugh Tennant and son Hugh Tennant of the Woolpark Brewery. The graves face look like a brewery. So that's kind of cool. And they have war graves, Jewish section, women of Glasgow Royal Infirmary, and other memorials. There's a Cheapside Street Whiskey Bonfire and a William Wallace Memorial, which I think is interesting. The William Wallace connection is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like this place. Yeah. It's definitely a creepy vibe.
It's really
historical and
cool. Interesting just to see it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know we went to New Orleans to a lot of the crypts there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they're beautiful and also spooky.
Oh, yeah.
At the same time, you know?
Right. And you know, some of them, or probably all of them, are just so old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool. I was trying to think of that word last night, crypt.
Crypt, that's a good word.
Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, man, love that show. I love that show.
Mm-hmm.
That's taking me back to the 90s.
Yeah.
Late 80s or early 90s, something like that. Yeah, I'd like to go check this place out if I ever went to Glasgow, Scotland.
They have glided would be cool. Guided walking tours, which is pretty neat. I'm sure there's several different companies, but this one's called the Friends of Glasgow Necropolis. But yeah, it looks super spooky, but oh man, I'd love to go.
Do they use segways for the glided tour?
That would be cool.
Yeah, glide along. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'm flying.
Let's see here. Lost my place. They said there's a lot of here's a picture of says the working class poverty in the Gorbals, 1948 shows some kids playing, and yeah, looks pretty impoverished. It's kind of a cool picture though. A long time ago, 1948.
All these pictures are really neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they talk more about. It says, it's interesting that critics of industrial capitalism likened that system to a vampire sucking its workers' blood. In 1867, Karl Marx wrote in Capital, "Capitalism is dead labor, which vampire-like lives only by sucking living labor and lives the more. The more labor it sucks, incidentally, industrial America also gave birth to a strange mythical being, a giant called Joe." Did you ever say that? Mm-mm. "A giant called Joe McGarrick, I guess, who stirred vats of molten steel with his bare hands."
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it was kind of...
Everybody's got to have a skill.
So there's a lot of... to me, it sounds like there's a lot of mythology or a lot of stories that are coming about. and then, of course, they talk about the werewolf's vampire again coming out of this area.
That might be my favorite part of this whole thing is having a vampire.
I love vampires.
Oh, I do too.
With iron teeth. I love
that. Yes.
Yeah. The 1953 issue of Dark Mysteries had included a story about or called The Vampire with the Iron Teeth. So look, there's a comic.
That's
cool.
Comics that got banned.
Yeah. It's
got to be good if it gets banned, right?
Oh, yeah. I wonder, if you could get your hands on one of those now.
Yeah. Ooh,
and if it was in good condition,
mm-hmm.
get a lot of money. Yeah.
So the reason that this kind of a cemetery even started, it says after the Enlightenment, especially during the early 1800s, there was a growing urge, both for the sake of hygiene and because of urban planning, to shift the location of downtown burial grounds and their surrounding churchyards toward the outskirts of cities. The city of Glasgow would have been one of the first in the entire United Kingdom to take action about this. Thus, following the due legislation overhaul, burials had pertained exclusively to the church hitherto. The new Glasgow cemetery opened its door in April of 1883, besides a Jewish graveyard, which had been inaugurated on the hillside a few months earlier. So yeah, I just think that's really cool. So it was kind of a, but it's just, to look at it is so surreal almost, you know, like, I mean, we see I go by cemeteries a lot and I always look at them. There's some that are out in the middle of nowhere and I've never seen so many mausoleums in some of these little tiny Indiana towns. And normally you think, you know, like there's a lot of like headstones and tall, you know, headstones, but there's some that have some really ornate mausoleums out there mm-hmm. that you would think would be in an inner city. cemetery. So some, one of these days I need to get out and like take some pictures, and you know, I'll probably get kicked off for, you know, trespassing, but you know, I'll just tell them I'm ghost hunting.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Just tell them who, you know, that you,
yeah, like the legends creeped out. Don't you
right,
know me?
All right. They also said there were earlier legends of demons in the area in the Acropolis. So they had me at demons. Not that I want to see one really, but
it looks like they interviewed two of the kids that were back in the day part of the vampire hunt.
They said, is that the Tam? The
Tam Smith and Ronnie Sanderson.
Yep.
You already read something about them, didn't you?
If you have something to add to it, go ahead.
Just that. Where was it? Oh, they're seeing like eerie figures roaming around while they're walking around there. They're like probably from the steelworks next by. Yeah.
Child's imagination.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. It's wild.
But yeah, the parents. Well, I mean, I find it funny that they're like, "Yeah, we told the parents about it, and they didn't want to help us, so we just like set off. Let's go on a vampire hunt. We'll kill them ourselves."
Yeah. They even have a mural
me up.
Of the Gorbals vampire in Glasgow. Did you see that?
Oh no. Cool.
Oh, that's fun.
I like this legend though. It's kind of fun, creepy, eerie. And historical with iron teeth.
Yeah, with that many people buried there, there's a lot of history and people that you know, came up with, you know, several inventions and things like that. So I can't remember all the, like I said, I'm not real familiar with the people that are there. Like I said, it might be more if you're from Scotland, you would know more of these people, but it's interesting the eclectic nature of people that are there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read anything about Jenny Wee?
No.
There are some explanations for their hunt, one of which is the tale of Jenny Wee, the Arn Teeth. This sharp-toothed hag was said to haunt Glasgow Green.
Gotta have a hag.
Since the beginning of the 19th century, Jenny would creep up behind her victim, sink her metal jaw into them, and eat them for supper.
Jeez.
Of course, this is just a tale to keep children from running away from home. But to the children that were on the hunt that evening in 1954, it was very real.
Yeah. I bet it was. Now that's creepy.
Sounds terrifying.
You had Iron Tooth Hag.
I believed it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, they're saying the Iron Tooth Vampire could also have come from a passage in the Bible.
I saw that, but I did. Go ahead and read that.
Okay.
Because
Daniel 7:7 says, "Behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth."
Mm-hmm.
But parents, Christians, communists, and the National Union of Teachers were convinced this all was to blame on the American horror comics.
Oh, sure. Blame us.
Yep, they banned the comics.
Yeah.
This law still stands today.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That is interesting. I'm kind of surprised. I'm kind of not. I don't know. It's such a long time ago. I mean, but then again, they talk about like the different laws that are still technically on the books in different states. Like, you know, you can't chew gum on Sunday, you know, silly stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's technically still their laws, but you can't,
can't walk an alligator on Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah. Like what? So who came up with this stuff? I will tell you, looking at TripAdvisor, Necropolis, or Glasgow Necropolis gets very good ratings. This one says, "Haunting? ? Says, I've lived in Glasgow for years and never visited. Decided to do the double and visited the cathedral, then over the bridge of size to the necropolis. The site is vast with many historical burial sites, from unused catacombs to huge memorials. Very interesting from a historical point of view, but don't think there is enough historical information available at the site. I suppose the balance is a struggle between a historical site and consecrated graveyard. I would suggest a bit of online study before a visit, but definitely worth the visit. So he gives four stars.
I mean, this is
4.5.
I say just for the simple fact of just seeing all the monuments and stuff, mm-hmm. it's worth going and seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you walk it, and it gives there's a whole like description of the walking tour where you start and where you finish and what you go by, and but the distance in total is 2.5 miles, and it takes about 2 hours to walk. It says an hour and a half, 2 hours, and there's you have to ascend stairs and everything, and it said there's about a 50-meter ascension profile, you know, throughout the land. So
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
This lady from Los Angeles visited, and she said, "I came with a friend who knew I liked cemeteries. At the entrance, I thought, why did he bring me here? Then I looked up. Monuments cresting the hill creates an eerie, magical look, and the views over the city are wonderful." So I bet it is. I bet it's just a really cool
view. Well, I mean, people to take pictures, too.
Everybody talks about the views.
It's the place, yeah. I mean, you can get some amazing photography here.
Right. Oh, yeah. A lot of people like Chesapeake, Virginia. This lady's from Chesapeake, and she visited and, again, talked about the view. And it's just, definitely, she says, worth the stroll.
Yeah.
Strolling through a cemetery. What else we have on Glasgow Necropolis? Any other ghost stories or any other
historical? I'm so mesmerized by a lot of this stuff. So it says, let's see, how was this? There's like even some of these gravestones, like this one's broken off and like almost burying itself into the ground. So just like I said, it's so, it feels like it's stuck in time. Mm-hmm. Some of these things, you know, just it's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. They talk about that whole area is just notorious for its horrible living conditions. And for the housing, some of the worst offenders in Scotland at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking about the area and, you know, like the cathedral and the Barley Jail. So, said the boundary wall, which is shared with the cathedral house, is the only surviving portion of the jail that is visible today. So that's in that area.
This is interesting. So
it'd be really neat to visit.
It really would. It says, at the top of the path over the bridge that we've talked about already, visitors first stand in front of a kind of walled gate. This was originally intended to be the entrance to the catacombs. There was also supposed to be a guarded passageway to the dead to prevent the theft of corpses for anatomical studies, a major problem at the beginning of the 19th century. But in 1832, the British government passed the Anatomy Act, which authorized the dissection of donated corpses. This meant that the problem of grave robbers disappeared overnight, and with it, the idea of catacombs. The former entrance was closed. However, the Glasgow necropolis is not without protection. Park rangers watch over the peace of the dead and patrol at night. I bet. That would be stories from, you know, security guards and night watchmen and all that kind of stuff. Or park rangers would be pretty wild, I bet.
Mm-hmm. It always reminds me of, I've seen this video a handful of times of like a security guard at a, I don't know what you call it, like a mausoleum or whatever, mm-hmm. with, you know, you can get buried in the wall or whatever.
Yeah, right.
It's indoor. And he like heard noises and he walked in there and did his rounds and he could hear talking, but he goes, looks like down every aisleway and there's nobody there.
Yeah.
And he heard it again. He's just like, and he just took off.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I'm done. I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah, that'd be creepy.
So it says very few people are buried anymore there, obviously, for obvious reasons. Over the almost two centuries of its existence.
Seats taken.
Exactly. The Glasgow Necropolis. Move on. Get your bones somewhere else. Glasgow Necropolis has been extended several times. Finally, in 1960, the Chamber of Commerce handed over the cemetery to the city of Glasgow, along with a donation of £50,000. So here you go. Have fun. Today, burials rarely take place in the necropolis, as only those whose families already own a plot are allowed to bury here. Instead, the living once again cavort between the mausoleums and marvel at the city of the dead in Scotland.
Hmm. I know we mentioned, it says notable monuments include John Knox, the John Knox Monument, memorials for war dead, and graves of famous Glaswegians like William Miller, who is the author of Wee Willie Winkie.
Well.
I always wondered who wrote that.
Always. Who wrote Wee Willie Winkie?
And same guy that wrote, Where is Thumpkin?
And Hugh Tennant. So I don't know who Hugh Tennant is, but he's not as famous as Wee Willie Winkie.
Hugh Newman.
Oh, shoot.
The Friends of Glasgow Necropolis were founded to ensure, this is the people that take the walking tours, to ensure the preservation of the cemetery. They are also an organized joint tour, detailed information for participants. They do all of this on a voluntary basis with all funds going towards the restoration of necropolis buildings, which is probably ongoing, obviously. It says another interesting detail, the name Glasgow could mean place of the gray rock and refers to the second largest hill in the city, the very hill on which necropolis stands today.
Okay. I gotcha. Anything else we got? I can't find anything else on it.
I don't think so.
I think we've covered it. Mm-hmm. Cool place. Yeah. Go check it out. Look at the pictures.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to figure out how much it costs to get in, but I don't know that you have
to. I didn't see.
Walking tours, I can't.
Just your soul.
Take it for two. This has, right. Yeah. Woohoo.
Wow.
A bite of an iron tooth from a vampire.
Or a hag.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the main story is the vampire. That's what gave it its fame for.
This says, depending on the season, the bus stops here every 10 to 20 minutes until the evening. A ticket for 2 days is at a price around £15. So I'm not sure. That's probably
How much it weighs. 15
just pounds. To get there. Yeah, exactly. Right. What is,
I get tired of carrying 15 pounds exactly, with me. Right?
Maybe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, free admission, basically. It's what the cost is to get there, basically. Hmm. So, yeah, it's. I kind of figured. I'm like, how could you charge to get into a cemetery? Although,
I am kind of surprised because everybody wants to make money.
So. New Orleans, definitely. Yeah. You have to pay to get into some of those. Or we just drove on here. Like,
I was going
to
say, didn't you guys kind of drove?
We drove in one. And I was like, guys, I don't think we're supposed to be here. Like, what are you talking about? We do this in Indiana. Like, drive right up to a gravestone almost.
Yeah.
And they're like, nobody else did. It was just us. And we're like, Dave was kind of like, yeah, F it. You know, kind of like, whatever. What are they going to do? Tow me away? Maybe.
True. Gates open.
I mean, we walked around enough and nobody said anything. Nobody even looked at us. Too strange. But I took a couple pictures of some of the gravestones had actual, like, live crows on it. You know, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know, it was attracting the crows. That was fun.
Yeah. Well, if you don't have anything else, I'm trying to think here, Nate. We've been on a roll though. We've got 2, 3, 4 in a row. What do you think?
I'd say a moment since we talked about a necropolis.
You say I'm going to just go opposite dark side.
So this is, this a dark side because I mean, there's a little bit of morose to it. So I looked, there's different ways I could have went with this. And, I went with Annie Lennox. I like Eurythmics anyway. And, Annie Lennox on her own though, had a song called Why. And there's a little bit of a story behind this that I'll tell quickly. My grandfather died in 1994. I was 15. I just turned 15 when my grandfather died. He died the day after I was turned 15. And then my grandmother, so that was my dad's dad, Aunt Grandpa Layman. And then 8 months later, my mom's mom died. So my grandmother, maternal grandmother died. And after she died, I was sad, of course. And I remember she had this little... it wasn't a music box, but it was a musical chair. And it would, if you wound it up, it would play Elvis's I Can't Help Falling in Love with You, just the tune of it. And I play that over and over and over again. And this Annie Lennox, I think the album came out in like the early 90s, maybe 92 or whatever. But this song came out and I remember just listening to it over and over again and just thinking about her, you know. And then the other one was No More I Love Yous. And so this one hit me the best. And I like it. Annie Lennox is still alive. She's an old lady now, but She's still
not that old.
You have to look and see.
She's still having sweet 70s.
So that was the other one I almost did because I'm like, this is total, you know, she's totally Scottish. I'm like, how can I do a good, either I'll do a Eurythmics song or I'll do an Annie Lennox. And this was No More I Love Yous and Why are a couple of my favorite songs. I do love Sweet Dreams though. I almost did that one, but I'm like, nah, we'll do it this way. So why, how many times do I have to try to tell you that I'm sorry for the things I've done? But when I start to try to tell you, that's when you have to tell me, hey, this kind of trouble's only just begun. I tell myself too many times, why don't you ever learn to keep your big mouth shut? That's why it hurts so bad to hear the words that keep on falling from your mouth. Falling from your mouth. Why? I may be mad, I may be blind, I may be viciously unkind, but I can still read what you're thinking. And I've heard it said too many times that you'd be better off. Besides, why can't you see this boat is sinking? This boat is sinking. Let's go down to the water's edge and we can cast away those doubts. Some things are better left unsaid, but they still turn me inside out, turning inside out, turning inside out. Tell me why. Tell me why. I can't do as well as Annie, but this is the book I've never read. These are the words I've never said. This is the path I'll never tread. These are the dreams I'll dream instead. This is the joy that seldom spread. These are the tears we shed. This is the fear. This is the dread. These are the contents of my head. Why? And these are the years. I forgot all those whys, but you know. These are the years that we have spent. This is what they represent. And this is how I feel. Do you know how I feel? Because I don't think you know how I feel. I don't think you know what I fear. I don't think you know what I fear. You don't know what I fear. And anyway, so very poetic. I love the way Annie Lennox, she was a genius, still is to this day. I like her. I enjoy listening to that stuff. I don't go to it very often. I'll admit I don't turn on Eurythmics and Annie Lennox, but when I do listen to it, I can really find the artistry in it, you know. So, and I, like I said, she's very Scottish.
She will only be 72 on Christmas
right?
Day.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking like 80.
Oh no,
yeah, I don't know why.
72 and born on Christmas.
I think she still performs.
Yeah, I think she does.
Oh, she is a Christmas Day baby. That's right. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. I did know that.
And then, of course, Dave Stewart. He's 73, so he'll be 74 in September. He still looks pretty good for his age.
They're youngins.
Yeah, yeah, they've aged well. So yeah, now she's got. Well, yeah, when I first saw that video, you know, Sweet Dreams are made of these, I was like, oh my gosh, she's got orange hair. I mean, and I know this is the 80s, but I was still kind of taken back as a kid. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and she had a suit on, you know. I'm like,
I almost did Sweet Dreams. I like that song, and I was like,
I like man,
totally.
No, and it was in 1992, by the way. The song
Here
Why
Comes the Rain.
Here comes the rain.
Again. I do like that. I no, that was Broken Glass.
Walking oh, yeah, Walking Over. Yeah, yeah,
that's kind of a fun little upbeat song. Yeah,
well, we used to change those lyrics to inappropriate lyrics, but yeah, I won't sing them here.
Well, good job, Sean. Mm-hmm. Good middle aged dark side.
Are you just saying it?
I am saying it.
Yeah, but you got it right.
All right, shout outs, Sean. Any shout outs this week from you?
I don't think so.
No.
Mm-mm. I've been too busy. Life's been going by so fast. I don't know who to shout out.
All right.
I'm going to skip.
Nate?
Shout out to my oldest, Parker. He came home today from his two-week vacation with his girlfriend and her mom in Florida, and we missed him. Glad he's home safe.
Nice. Did they have a good time? I'm sure they did, yeah.
He was ready
Weather's
to be home,
nice though. Now. Yeah.
As soon as I got home from work, he's like, I am so happy to be home.
Aw.
What part did they go to?
I think they have a condo at Fort Myer.
Where we used to go. I had family in Fort Myers. Okay. Yeah. I was talking about that the other day. When we went, it was our last family vacation. I can't remember which part. But anyway, we drove to Fort Myers because that's where, like I said, I have my cousins, my aunt and uncle and all that. My grandma lived there for years, and it was still ravaged from that hurricane. It was sad. I was like, oh my gosh. Like they had beaches were closed down and still had destruction and stuff wasn't fixed. And it was like 2 years later, 3 years later. I'm like, oh my gosh, it was sad. Mm-hmm. And my cousin Holly, who she saw it, and you know, that's where she lived for 30 years, and she was saddened by it because they hadn't done anything with it really. It was still in bad shape. So, but yeah, I had three times I went on vacation with my mom to Fort Myers, Florida. Enjoyed it. So, well, good. That's a good shout out. Mm-hmm. I don't have any. So, Nate carried us.
Nate's carrying it. Yeah, he's the pillar.
All me.
That's right.
All right. That is enough of the shout outs. Nate, I almost said John. Nate, sponsorship. Hey, Creepies. Do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Scott and Corey, and Greenwood Happy Haunts for your love and support of our show and sponsorship.
I thought you were going to say viewing pleasure. Go see them. Go see them.
No, we appreciate your sponsorship.
We love them. We appreciate them.
Appreciate everything they do for us.
Their friendship, especially.
Oh, yeah.
You know, besides all the multitudes of things
they do. We will see them soon.
They tolerate Nate, you know, all that stuff.
They do. They tolerate Nate. They
tolerate me. But I tolerate them, too. So.
That's fair.
You're saying it's a two-way street.
Good point. Good point.
All right. That's fair. Yeah. We get it. We understand the relationship. All right. Well, yeah, go check out Greenwood Happy Haunts, and you'll love their store, and you'll love Scott and Corey. So go shop around and get some horror and fall stuff. So anyway, we do appreciate them. Mm-hmm. Sean's second announcements.
I got them over here. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. Email us at megopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Instagram or Facebook. We sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some.
Yeah.
Jockstrap.
That's right. Oh, boy. Eye patch.
Toilet seat cover.
Oh, there you go.
That's right.
Or you could just get a t-shirt and a coffee mug, something basic. You know,
magnet.
Something boring.
Piece of cake.
Sticker.
Post-it notes.
Or, yeah, you get a piece of cake, right?
I've gotten post-it notes. They're kind of nice.
Could we get a Mako cake?
A Mako cake?
Yeah, that's right.
Hmm.
We'll do that for our 10-year.
We'd be tasty.
Birthday. We'll get a Mako cake.
What there about a...
10-year, huh?
Yeah.
Like a couch pillow with all three of our faces.
Aw, you cuddle up with? Are you thinking cuddle time? Is that what you're doing? Winston would probably pee on it.
Or a toilet
seat. Scary.
Or a toilet seat.
Winston's like, I'm going to tingle on that. That is kind of scary.
Cuddle up with the Mako boys.
Wake up with drool and like, oh, sorry. I drooled all over Sean.
You want creepy, we'll give you creepy.
All right.
It's definitely creepy.
That's funny.
There's all kinds of merch, so go get you some, yeah.
That's the bottom line, right?
Yeah, it is. All right, well, Nate, help us out.
I think we sunk our iron teeth into this one. That's a wrap.
We did. We sure did.
This boat is sinking.
Iron teeth.
That's funny.
All right, well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 272 and our discussion on the Glasgow Necropolis. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.